Melanie Cole welcomes Dr. Holly Lucille and Mindful Medicine
on Radio MD.
According to the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, there are an estimated 50 million Americans who suffer from allergies. But not everybody wants to use pseudoephedrine or Claritin or all these things that can make you drowsy in the day or make you feel goofy, make you not think quite as clearly as you might like to. My guest is Dr. Holly Lucille. She is a good friend here at Radio MD of mine. She's an acclaimed expert in the field of integrative medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Lucille. Love having you on. So, natural allergy remedies. Let's start with going over some of those. What do you recommend?
Well, I think what you said is really important because there are those medications over the counter, et cetera. But first of all, they're costly. Second of all, they can cause completely just crazy unwanted side effects. And from my opinion, Melanie, what they do is they offer and they try to drive through this symptom relief thing, right? In my sort of style of medicine, you want to identify and treat the cause. And with allergies, wouldn't it be better to kind of protect against having them in the first place, understand why somebody's having such a reaction? People used to say, oh, I'm allergic to that, so I need to stay away from that. And I always say, well, guess what? Perhaps you need to look inside. Yes, you can point the finger at what you're allergic to, but if the old analogy of, like, if you're pointing the finger out there, there's three of them pointing back at you. We want to increase the resistance of the host and not just treat the symptoms that allergies cause. Really kind of bump up your own immune system. That's the best way.
How do you do that?
Yeah, one of the things that you can do is definitely mind your diet. There are allergy-fighting foods, so least invasive methods first. That's what we always want to talk about. So think about omega-3 fatty acids, anti-inflammatory. And as you said, there are natural products. There's natural solutions. There is a plant. It's called stinging nettle. Because you have that big histamine release, right? And that is what's causing the symptoms, the runny nose, the fatigue, the mental fogginess, the tearing of the eyes. And so stinging nettle is definitely something that has been used for a long time. And it's you can get it in a freeze-dried extract, and it's sold in capsules. And you can take that, and you actually can decrease the histamine or the inflammatory response to things that you might be sensitive to.
Can we give kids stinging nettle? Because my son, Dr. Holly, he doesn't have problems here in Chicago, but when we go up to Wisconsin, something nails him up there. Could be the carpeting in our house, or it could just be the pollen, the lake, whatever it is. Can you give kids that?
So one of the things that I say when we're talking about botanical or herbal medicines is you always want to make sure that there's no interactions with the individual that we're talking about giving it to. And I usually like to wait until puberty. It's just something depending on how old your son is, if he's
15.
Gone through puberty, then he's just fine. He's going to really probably get a lot of relief from that.
Cool. I am going to try that. Absolutely. Is it something you take all the time, or is it just something you want to do during allergy season or, when your allergies act up?
I think that from the stinging nettle perspective, that is something that you want to have on hand, and you take it when you know that you're going to get into a season that's going to give you trouble.
Cool. Now, I see on a list that we've both been given neti pots. I've tried neti pots, especially with kids. This is not easy to get a kid to let you flush water in through their nose. But I have heard that this works. I know it works. But
yeah,
what do you do to get neti pots to be more comfortable? It's pretty uncomfortable.
It's pretty uncomfortable, but I think when you it's the risk-benefit ratio, quite honestly, Melanie. Talk to them about, listen, you're going to be, you suffer from these horrible allergy symptoms, and it could be a full season long. But so doing a neti pot session, maybe less than 3 to 5 minutes. So the risk-benefit ratio is the risk of being uncomfortable for 3 to 5 minutes, really flushing out those sinuses and keeping them clear, versus a full 3 to 5 weeks of an allergy season. Put it to them that way, and neti pots are extremely effective. They're extremely effective.
And do you think that we have to, as long as you're giving your sinuses this shower, as they say, do you have to use sanitized water? Do you like distilled water? Does it not matter? Is tap water fine?
I think that for the most part, getting it done. You know, I would hate to add another step that's going to decrease the likelihood that somebody's not going to use this wonderful thing. Seriously. I mean, just last year, an Italian study published in the International Archives of Allergy and Immunology found that nasal flushing was a mild and effective way to treat seasonal allergies in children, okay, and markedly reduced their use of antihistamines. That's huge. When you look at the cost of medications, when you look at the side effects, and you have something that is just clearly increasing the resistance of the host, okay, so we are the host that hosts these different allergens, and is not allowing that child to take something that could be potentially doing harm, you just got to get it in no matter what. You got to work towards compliance and adherence in that particular modality for sure.
There's something on the list called Butterbur, not Butterbeer. We're not talking Harry Potter here, which, by the way, Butterbeer is really, really good. I had it for the first time. What is Butterbur?
So Butterbur. Now, Butterbur is a common weed found in Europe. It's another alternative to antihistamines. And you know where I used to use Butterbur a lot and still do is in migraine headaches. And believe it or not, a large percentage of folks that suffer from these allergies have an increased incidence of having migraine headaches. So Butterbur is extremely effective as, once again, an alternative to antihistamines. You're not going to get those side effects. There's a particular product called Petidolex that is a extracted form of Butterbur, and you can also get Petidolex ASAP. So a lot of times when you are experiencing, you know, like you said, your son is fine, and then you go to another part of the country and you start having those allergy symptoms, you can take the Petidolex ASAP or Butterbur just in the regular tablet. Has been found just as effective as the medication, the antihistamine Zyrtec, okay? But guess what?
Wow.
Without the side effects, without the sedation, without the drowsiness, et cetera.
So we only have about a minute and a half left. What is sublingual immunotherapy?
Wow, okay, so this is a new one. Not a lot of people have heard about this, but specific immunotherapy, otherwise known as allergy shots, they've been used widely, okay? You know, people go get allergy shots. So this particular allergy shots can take 3 to 5 years to be effective. They also can cause those side effects. And like I said, it doesn't remain very popular here in the United States. This sublingual immunotherapy is actually, if you think about it, it is putting an allergen under your tongue. So you get, that's the sublingual part. So you get that, it's almost like a vaccine in the sense that you get that a protection from it, okay? And it's definitely a gentler way to decrease your immune reaction or your sensitivity to these allergens.
So you're adapting, like using local bees. Have you heard of any, you know, bad effects, side effects, or bad reactions from it?
No, actually not. No, this is something that is wonderful for folks who suffer from seasonal or ongoing allergies. And once again, we're looking at something that is going to decrease the side effects and actually be a little bit more effective.
Wow, such great information. Dr. Holly, 30 seconds, wrap it up for us. All natural allergy relief.
That's right, all natural allergy relief. What we want to do when we're looking at something that we're experiencing, increase the resistance of the host first. So instead of the pointing the finger out, we want to point the fingers back in. What we can do to get more healthy probiotics would be another one that we could have talked about, but we've got natural, safe ingredients that don't have those side effects, and they're going to do things to increase our immune system, decrease symptom relief, and be much safer overall.
Rockin' information. We're going to have Dr. Holly on every week, so you can stay tuned for her great information. She is such a smart lady and a great interview. And we're going to list these that she's talked about right here at Radio MD on the Health Radio show page. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. There's more coming up right here on Health Radio on Radio MD. Stay well.